Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You two belong together.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Well, we don't agree on much, but I think we may agree on this next thing.
Yeah?
We both have spent time at the caucuses in Iowa.
Yes, we have.
And I think we both hope we never have to go there again.
Yes, we do.
It is the coldest place I have ever been in my life,
yeah,
Iowa.
It's a miserable evening. They should do it on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. So I spent, John, as you know, 2.5, 3 years of my life running around with Congressman Gephardt when he was running for president. And a big component of that was the Iowa caucuses.
And he was supposed to win the caucuses.
Dick Gephardt won the caucuses in 1988. His whole strategy was to win in 2004, to win Iowa and then build that momentum.
Yep.
He was expected to win Iowa, neighboring state, etc. It did not go well. And in fact, he wound up finishing third that night. It was a story between Howard Dean and he and Howard Dean went at each other. Howard Dean wound up having that night. Remember that?
Yeah! Oh, yeah.
Yelled. That was that night.
Tanked his campaign.
Yeah, and John Kerry won the Iowa caucuses and essentially wound up being anointed as the Democratic nominee. Mr. Gephardt flew home the next day, announced that he was surrendering political life, etc. But that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is the Iowa caucuses. And people need to understand it's unique, unlike anything that you've ever done. We're typically used to going and voting, right? We show up. We got our little ID there, our little tag. We show up. We'd like to vote. We vote. We go home, back to work, whatever the case may be. That's not the case with the caucuses. With a caucus, you have to show up at a set time. I think it's 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
For your precinct, and you show up there in a gymnasium, someone will, from the party, because this is a party-run structure,
mm-hmm.
will stand up in front of the caucus and say, okay, we're going to get started. Everybody who's with Ron DeSantis, go to this corner. Everybody who's with Donald Trump, go to that corner. Everybody who's with Vivek Ramaswamy and so on. And the room divides up. And this particular caucus may only have one delegate. They could potentially, if they're in a big school or a big precincts, they could have two or three delegates
right.
that they would be dispersing. And so what they do is then they come down and they come to find out who's viable. So you may have 20 people that go into the corner for Donald Trump and 10 people who go in for Ron DeSantis, and Vivek Ramaswamy has 5, but Chris Christie has 1.
Mm-hmm.
Technically then, under whatever rules are laid out, Chris Christie's not considered to be viable. So that one person is now open after the first vote to be enticed by the other caucus members to come join our caucus. And so the Donald Trump people will come over and talk to the Chris Christie people and the et cetera. And then they will have another separation, if you will, of the voters. And we continue to go through this process until we come to what is a fair representation of what the allocation of these delegates. You've worked this.
Yeah.
everything I just described to you happens over about 2 or 3 hours.
Well, you forgot the miserable speeches.
Yeah.
Everybody has a representative that gives a miserable speech at the caucus, and you got to sit through that. So, I mean, you worked the whole start to finish.
I did. Well, I was with the candidate at that time, but, I mean, what they've been spending all their time doing right now in Iowa, John, is they're essentially running around doing the same thing 12 times a day. They're going to different little coffees. And what you need to understand about the voters of Iowa is they're absolutely spoiled little brats. None of them, you will meet them. They will meet the president of the United States, could come into their house, literally sit down with them and ask them, could I have your support? Well, you know, Mr. President, I was with you last time, but I kind of want to hear what Robert Kennedy has to say before I make my final decision.
Yeah.
That's what these people do.
Oh,
and it is not unheard of nearly every person in Iowa who wants to be involved in the political process has met these candidates. And so I wasn't with the candidate, but what one we would do in these meetings is we were also training people on how to caucus. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to recognize those team leaders who can be in different places. It is a massive undertaking that goes down. And like you said, I blocked out the speeches because are you really going to be wooed?
Yeah.
But the interesting part is after the first round, when you find out who's viable and not viable, and it's rules laid out by the party that determine that. And then it essentially becomes you're lobbying your neighbor, your friend, your relative to say, hey, I'm sorry it didn't work out for Chris
Christie.
Well,
that's the thing.
Come on over here.
These people know each other.
Totally.
They live in the same community.
And some of these caucuses, John, are in people's garages.
Yeah.
I mean, it is obviously in the big cities of Des Moines and, et cetera. It's being taken place in a school or at a gymnasium. Mm. But it literally can be in a neighborhood in somebody's garage.
Yeah. So my experience, I was on the Romney campaign in 2008, the time he wasn't the nominee.
Right.
And I was on the finance team. We were fundraising, but Iowa was one of my states. And so the entire Romney apparatus got called into duty. And in my case, it was the last week or so in Iowa. And what was amazing to me, and this was in 08, so you didn't really have social media, wasn't really much of a factor at that point. But we had on our computer system there, we knew, I think, every single one of our caucus people that were going to be Romney people were noted.
Oh, yeah.
In the database.
Totally.
And you continue to call up to the last minute the folks that you have as undecided on your list and try and convince them to go caucus for Romney. And you're building your list and building your list and building your list. And then at each one of these little caucuses, you've got a campaign representative there.
Right.
So I was at one of them. It was in Des Moines. I can't remember,
whatever.
I tried to block it out, too.
Yeah.
But I'm in the room, and you meet the Romney captain there, and they're gathering up people. And, what was remarkable to me, and it makes sense, because when you go vote here in St. Louis, if there's a line, there's a good chance you're going to know 3 or 4 people in line because they're your neighbors.
Uh-huh.
And here, these people all knew each other. And, they'd come in and they'd slap each other on the back and have a conversation. And they'd, and they'd try and cajole them over.
Yeah, and it's important people remember this is a several-hour process thing. This is not quick.
No, you're making a real commitment.
Yeah, you are committed for the entire evening. And it's going to be below zero. And I told you, this is the coldest doggone place I've ever been.
Yeah.
Iowa, because there's nothing blocking the wind, there's nothing there. It's just people and farmland, unless you're in the big city, but it's so cold. And I just wonder how that's going to work out for even Vivek Ramaswamy. I mean, Donald Trump seems to have this built-in institutional support of just people who followed him since the previous election. I just don't see people being able to make those sacrifices for, and by the way, there is nothing more heartbreaking as someone who works these caucuses when Bill, who had told you he was going to come caucus for your candidate, shows up and you see him in the corner for your opponent.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Well, the one thing about, and I'm not intimately involved in any of these campaigns this cycle for president, but the one thing that I do wonder about, I don't have a sense that the Trump campaign infrastructure
exists.
So I don't know that they've got a war room there that's staffed by paid
I can't imagine.
Right. And so it's, and he's run such a non-traditional campaign the last two times. And it is possible, I suppose, that the Trump campaign is looking at the polling data and has no real idea of exactly who is going to caucus for him.
I would bet it.
And so if that's the case, and Iowa almost always has some kind of a surprise, if that's the case, something shocking could I don't expect it. I'm not predicting it. But something shocking could happen on Monday if, and I don't know what the status of the Haley campaign or the DeSantis campaign is in terms of its ground operation, but if they've got one and it's good and they've got good people and they deploy them, you could have a real upset here.
You could. And by the way, an upset is not only defined by winning. It could be coming in second place. Haley has surrendered Iowa.
Yeah.
If suddenly the momentum nationally that seems to be taking place, she comes up second in Iowa,
yeah,
and that rockets her.
And if it's, you know, 42-34, mm-hmm. something like that for Trump, that would be and that could also then have an impact and implications in New Hampshire coming up in a few weeks after that. So, well, that's your little look into the caucus system, boys and girls. Professor Kelly and Professor Hancock are going to step aside.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.